The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of Path to Success. Inshallah Azzawajal, a very beautiful topic has been chosen for today's particular episode as well. And this is a question which a lot of scholars, a lot of a'imma, imams, a lot of shuyukh get asked this question, that we do a certain act, but how do we increase our love for that certain act? What is that act? That is the act of worship. That is the act of ibadah. And inshallah, in today's episode, is worship just namaz? Is there anything other than namaz which is classed as worship, which we can increase our love towards? MashaAllah, Azzawajal joining on our panel today to enlighten us in regards to on how to increase our love for worship is none other than MashaAllah, our Shahid Bhai that is present here with us today. MashaAllah, we welcome you. Our Mawlana Khalid Madani, the head teacher of Jamiatul Madina, Birmingham. MashaAllah, we welcome them on board as well. Ahlan wa sahlan. And MashaAllah, Zawajal, last but not least, after a long time, I think we're on the same episode, MashaAllah, our Faiz Rasool Sahab, who will be blessing us with the beautiful kalams in relation to the Prophet Ali Salatu Salam and any Nas which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has written. Before we go to our kalam, let's listen to a virtue of reciting durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As we mentioned, that the one who recites 10 durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he is blessed with 10 good deeds. His 10 sins are forgiven and his rank is raised by 10. Subhanallah. My dear viewers on Madani Channel, whenever we get the opportunity, we should recite durood upon the best of creation alayhi salatu wasalam wholeheartedly and abundantly. So inshallah, Azzawajal, Madibi Zumadni Chan, before we digress into our topic at hand, let's listen to a kalam in relation to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Ji Faiz Rasool Sahab, a kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Allahu Akbar عشرت کی عطا چاہتا ہے مولا سبھی اور کیا چاہتا ہے بس مغفرت کی عطا چاہتا ہے بخشش کے طالب پہ اپنا کرم کر بخشش کے طالب پہ اپنا کرم کر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر کعبے کی رونق کعبے کا منظر کعبے کی رونق کعبے کا منظر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر دیکھوں تو دیکھے جاؤں برابر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, beautiful kalam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala enable all of us, the viewers on Madni channel, the panel, the people behind the scenes, and the viewers watching at home, to repeatedly visit the blessed house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and make ziyarah there as well. My dear viewers on Madni channel, moving forth with our topic at hand today, the how to increase one's love for worship. This is a very, very important question. That we get asked. Alhamdulillah, Muballigheen have prepared their Madani pearls for us. Inshallah, we will start with our Shahid Sahib, MashaAllah, Zabar Shahid Bhai. How does one increase their love for worship? Meaning sometimes we do an act of worship, be that any particular act that is considered as a worship. And we do it, but okay, it's just as a formality sometimes. So how do we change that formality into ishq? How do we actually want to go forward to do something? For example, sometimes a trip is planned in our minds or as a family trip. And generally, let's say we go on a trip every single year. So it's a routine trip, isn't it? But as soon as that trip's announced, that 1 month or 2 months in advance, what happens? You know, we get eager. We get eager to do that trip or, you know, can't wait. We're counting days. We're counting days that are, you know, sometimes people, what they have, the calendar, countdown calendars, 30, 29, 28, 27. This is a countdown. So they get eager towards this. Now our trip to the masjid is 5 times daily. Our trip to a certain mahafila we go, for example, which we consider as ibadah, is daily. So the love, how does one increase their love? Meaning something, because sometimes when you do something repeatedly, then that feeling or that love eventually diminishes. So how, Shahsab, can we keep that love? Or how do we build that love in particular? We can only keep the love once it's built. How do we build that love?
MashaAllah, Shahsab, a beautiful topic, first of all. And as you mentioned, preparing, going to a trip or something. But let's look at this aspect to, first of all, to have that love for worship. If we look at the aspect of the purpose of our creation, why has Allah Almighty created us? He sent us to this earth for a limited period of time. Whether it's for 20 years, whether it's 50 years, whether it's 80 years. But this short period in this world is only limited. And what's the purpose of this? The prime reason for our existence, Ya Sahab, is to recognize Allah Almighty through the worship. Both, if you look at the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet they repeatedly guide us to dedicate our worship to our Creator, Allah Almighty. As Allah Almighty states in the glorious Quran, all people worship your Lord who has created you and those before you. So from this verse, we learn that for us and those before us, those before us came for their duration of period, they're gone. What have they taken with them? What are we going to take with us? We come in this world empty-handed, we're going to leave empty-handed, apart from our deeds, our actions, which will help us in the hereafter. Allah Almighty also further says that, and I have created jinn and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. Now, Shahzad, looking at this aspect as well, unfortunately, there are many who have given precedence to this world over the hereafter, leading them to become involved in useless activities, sins, and thereby becoming heedless to the ultimate purpose of the creation as to why we are here. We go to masjid to read our namaz. Maybe some go 5 times a day, some will go 4 times, some 3, some may only go once a week for Jummah prayer. But
some might go once a year for Eid prayer.
Some may go once a year for Eid prayer.
Or some might go once in a lifetime for their own janazah prayer.
For their own janazah. Absolutely. But when we do a particular act, what is our intention? Why am I doing this action? Am I doing this action because I want to please Allah Almighty and it is an order of Allah Almighty that we should worship Him? Or am I doing this worship to show people that I am a namazi, or I do a good action so people can talk about me? That he's a person who gives charity, he's a person who helps others. What is our mind thought process behind this? Is he sincerity or is he to show off? If it's sincerity, then great. But if it's just to show other people, then those actions are totally useless, because those actions are not going to help you in the hereafter. Remember that we are only here for a short period when we leave. And if our actions were to only show people, then we would be punished, because we were doing those actions to please people, not our Creator. The important aspect is we need to do these actions so that we can please our Creator. He's a judge, He's a witness on the Day of Judgment. He knows everything that we do. We may do things behind closed doors, thinking nobody's watching us, but Allah Almighty is watching every action of us. We may think, well, I've done a particular thing, nobody knows what I've done behind a closed door, and no one's going to find out. But yet, people may not find out. Even if people do find out, what are people going to say to you? Probably talk about you for a few days, or make few sarcastic comments. That's the end of it. But on the Day of Judgment, Allah Almighty will question you for that. And you will be held accountable for that. The Prophet ﷺ says, Allah Almighty says, O son of Adam, devote yourself for my worship. I will fill your chest with richness and close the door of your dependency. And if you do not do this, then I will fill both of your hands with fruitless preoccupations and not close the door of your dependency. Now, we keep ourselves busy, Shahzad, in useless activities. We think, yes, I need to work this many hours, I need to provide this much for my family, I need to do this, I got no time. But once your soul is taken, those jobs which you were doing, somebody else is going to replace you. Somebody else is going to continue doing those. Your children, whatever you have gathered for them, may use it in the right way or may use it in the wrong way, depending on the upbringing you have given to your children as well. Now, if they use it in the right way, it may benefit you. But if they use it in the wrong way and you have neglected your salah, you have neglected your fast during the month of Ramadan, you have neglected other worship of Allah Almighty, then what use is that earning to you and your children once you have left this world? It's not going to help you. Stay there, dedicate your heart to the worship and obedience of Allah Almighty. Engage in your daily task with your hands while keeping Him in your heart. This does not suggest that we neglect our worldly responsibilities or deprive ourselves and our dependence of sustenance. The realm of the heart operates differently. If we can truly embrace this approach, our lives will, by Allah Almighty's grace, will be blessed and our hearts will be filled with peace. However, if you occupy yourself with the concerns of the world, allowing them to take root in your heart, then you will work and worry more and more. But you will only receive that which is destined for you. You will remain poor despite being wealthy. Tranquility of the heart is an immense bounty of Allah Almighty. It is attained through remembering Allah Almighty. Now, we must ponder how much do we remember Allah Almighty? When we are in a gathering or when we are with some friends, how much do we remember Allah Almighty? How much do we praise Allah Almighty? How much do we praise the Prophet ﷺ? When we are doing certain actions, time come for namaz, do we say to our friends, brothers, it's time for namaz, let's go to the masjid? Or do we just sit there, chit-chat, and neglect our obligations of salah? Something for us to ponder upon. Inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss further points.
Inshallah, some beautiful Madani pearls from Shah Isbai at the end, especially in regards to one's own heart. And Ustaz Sahib, isi se aage leke chalte hain, inshallah, azawajal. Ke in English, we use the word handicap. Handicap not meaning disabled. Handicap when it's two versus one. Muqabla hai, for example, or do ek taraf hain, or ek taraf ek banda hai. Usko handicap kehte hain. To tasawuf ke andar, it's mentioned that our humans, for example, we are in a handicap match. Acha, wo kiske saath? Because your ruh, your soul, wants control over the heart to make you to someone better. But similarly, there is also something else. Ek aur bhi cheez hai jo aapke dil par ghalib aana cha rahi hai, wo hai nafs. Acha, ye handicap kaise hua, one versus one? Nafs gets assisted by shaitan. So this becomes a handicap match, two versus one. So in this halat mein, when shaitan is against us, when nafs doesn't want us to do good, only our ruh, where it was in such a maqam before and it was put into humans, for such a pure place. It's two versus one. When both of them want control over the heart, in such a time, Sahab, that how do we, again, if ruh is in control of our heart, then of course we'll be more inclined towards doing good, going towards ibadat, going towards the masajid. How do we get this about? And Sahab, what are some traps of the nafs? اگر اس پر بھی آپ تھوڑی روشنی ڈالیں کہ نفس کیا کیا ہمیں کروا سکتا ہے اس کے حوالے سے بھی.
جی شاہ جی, جو آپ نے کہنا ہینڈی کیپ کہ دو کا مقابلہ ایک کے ساتھ, تو روح اور عبادت ان کا بڑا آپس میں گہرا تعلق ہے. جس طرح شیطان نفس کو سپورٹ کرتا ہے نا, عبادت روح کو مضبوط کرتی ہے. بلکہ عبادت کی جو حکمتیں ہیں اور لوجکس ہیں نا, ان میں ایک یہ بھی ہے کہ روح کی تطہیر, روح کی صفائی, تزکیہ نفس, یہ عبادت کا ایک جو نا وہ مقصد ہوتا ہے. دوسرا, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے خود قرآن پاک میں ارشاد فرمایا کہ یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اذکروا اللہ ذکراً کثیرا, کہ اے ایمان والو اللہ کا ذکر کرو. اور ساتھ فرمایا ذکراً کثیرا, بہت زیادہ ذکر کرو, کثرت سے ذکر کرو. کثرت سے ذکر کی کیا وجہ ہے؟ کہ تطہیر زیادہ ہو.
سبحان اللہ.
اور ذکر عبادت بھی ایک ذکر ہے, بلکہ جس نے عبادت کی سمجھی اس نے اللہ کا ذکر کر لیا. عبادت صرف اللہ تعالیٰ کی ہی ہوتی ہے, تو جس نے اللہ کی عبادت کی اس نے ذکر بھی کر لیا. اب یہ ذکر بالجہر ہے, بدنی ہے, لسانی ہے, جو بھی ہے, برکب جب اس میں کثرت سے ذکر کرے گا, مطلب کثرت سے عبادت کرے گا, تو اس کی روح کو غذا زیادہ ملے گی. جب روح کو غذا زیادہ ملے گی, تو اس کو نفس کے ساتھ اور شیطان کے ساتھ کمپیٹ کرنا, اس کے ساتھ مقابلہ کرنے کی قوت بھی زیادہ آئے گی. جب قوت زیادہ ہوگی تو روح کا غلبہ بھی زیادہ ہوگا, نیکیوں کی طرف دل بھی زیادہ مائل ہوگا, گناہوں کی طرف دل بھی کم مائل ہوگا. اور یہ چیز جو ہے نا, وہ ہمیں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی ذات اقدس سے بھی سیکھنے کو ملتی ہے. یہ بات ذہن میں رکھے کہ نبی کریم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, بلکہ تمام انبیاء کرام علیہ السلام ہی معصوم ہے. معصوم کا مطلب ہے کہ ان سے گناہ سرزہ تو ہو ہی نہیں سکتا.
تصور بھی نہیں.
اس کے باوجود سید الانبیاء صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتی ہیں کہ آپ راتوں کو قیام فرماتے, اور بعض اوقات اتنا لمبا قیام فرماتے, اتنی کثرت سے عبادت کرتے, اتنی زیادہ اپنی روح کی مزید جو ہے نا وہ تطہیر و تزکیہ تعلیمی امت کے لیے کرتے, کہ آپ کے قدموں مبارک میں ورم آ جاتا, سو جایا کرتے تھے. یہاں تک کہ میں نے عرض کیا کہ اے میرے سر کے تاج, آپ کی برکت سے تو رب تعالیٰ نے اگلے اور پچھلے لوگوں کے گناہ معاف کر دیے, تو پھر آپ کیوں اپنے آپ کتنے تکلف میں ڈالتے ہیں؟ تو اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, میں یہ پسند کرتا ہوں کہ میں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کا شکر گزار بندہ بنوں. جب رب نے میرے اوپر اتنے احسانات کیے, تو کیا میں اس کا شکر گزار بندہ نہ بنوں؟ تو جب سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جن پر شیطان کا وار بھی نہیں چل سکتا, جو گناہوں سے معصوم ہے, ان کی روح پہلے ہی سے پاکیزہ ہے, اس کے باوجود وہ کثرت سے رب کا ذکر کرے, کثرت سے عبادت کرے, کثرت سے روح کی تازگی والے اعمال کرے, تو ہمیں تو جو صبح سے لے کر شام تک کی نفس امارہ کا شکار رہتے ہیں اور گناہوں میں ملوث رہتے ہیں, تو ہمیں تو اپنی روح کو مزید خوراک دینی چاہیے, مزید تازگی کرنی چاہیے, یعنی اس سے بڑھ کر جو ہے نا وہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی عبادت اور بندگی کرنی چاہیے. جس طرح آپ نے شروع میں فرمایا کہ جو ہینڈی کیپ ہے ادھر کے دو بندے ہیں, نفس اور شیطان, تو روح کا بھی سپورٹر چاہیے اور وہ ہے عبادت. جتنی زیادہ ہم عبادت کریں, قرآن پاک کی تلاوت کریں, ذکر الہی کریں, یہ سارے کے سارے جو اعمال ہیں روح کے ہیلپر ہیں, سپورٹر ہیں, تو ادھر سے پھر جب مقابلہ ہوگا پھر انشاءاللہ عزوجل روح جیتے گی, نیکیوں کی طرف دل مائل ہوگا, گناہوں سے دل مجتنب ہوگا.
سبحان اللہ, بیوٹیفل مدنی پرس. جیسا مولانا روم رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ اسی پر نا لکھتے ہیں کہ جب بچہ پیدا ہوتا ہے, when a child is born, why does a child cry? عموماً یہ سنا ہوتا ہے کہ وی بین ٹول دیٹ وہ شیطان وسوسہ ڈالنے کی کوشش کرتا ہے تو اس کی وجہ سے وہ بقامت اور روتا ہے وغیرہ. مولانا روم رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ تصوف کی دنیا میں یہ کہتے ہیں دیٹ جب بچہ پیدا ہوتا ہے اس میں روح ڈالی جاتی ہے. روح کہاں ہوتی ہے؟ where are souls even at this time in عالم ارواح, meaning in company of, مولانا روم mentions this, that in, it's got angels next to them, is in a such a place that is under the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and is in such a pure maqam, and where everything is pure, no backbiting in the alam arwah, no lying, no tale-telling, no filth, nothing. So Mawlana Rum rahmatullahi ta'ala, he writes in Farsi and he says, I'll translate in English, and he says, O soul, why are you crying? And he explains that why does a soul cry, that why does a child cry in the term of tasawwuf, and he mentions it's because the soul, Ruh, has left such a pure state, such a pure place, that it's got all farishte, where even in that area, our Kaaba is in Makkatul Makarrama, where Baitul Ma'mur is there as well. So in such a pure state, everything is pure. When the soul has left that place and come into this dunya, the soul is looking around, that where am I? Where am I? And this is why it's mentioned that the soul, when it's pointing to the body of a child, it cries, because it's juda, it's been separated. Yes. From that. So this is Mawlana Rum rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. They mentioned regarding the soul, the nafs, and the handicap thing I mentioned is from Mawlana Rum rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh as well. That they mentioned this as well. That our, you know how the current day governing is, Usasab, how they have a prime minister, a president, a secretary, MPs and everything. They say just like that, our body, ulama have mentioned this, that they have built it, our bodies are built in a diplomatic way. How we, even in our bodies we have a prime minister, even in our bodies we have a governor, and we have a king. And the king, when he wants to rule, the king has a deputy, and the deputy is the heart. And if someone wants to get to the king, what do they go towards? Through the deputy, right? And if you can trick the deputy, usas, agar deputy ko thode you know paise de ke apni side par kar le, wo to king ko to galat khabar dega. This is the nafs. Nafs and shaitan, Mawlana Rum rahmatullah mentions this, that the nafs and shaitan, they try to bribe the deputy of the king. King is the ruh, deputy is the heart. And they try to bribe the heart. And once the heart becomes theirs, now the information that's going to go to the ruh, even akal, even the mind, the information that's going to go to them is going to be, of course, wrong. So this is how we combat. Read on Tasawwuf, my dear viewers on Madani channel, how the shaitan, how the nafs, they play with us. Sometimes, Shahid bhai, aapki taraf aate hain dobara. We'll come back to yourself now as well. Sometimes the mind tells us, like for example, we've done a worship and we know we could have read more. Now, for example, if someone's reading the Quran and he's read one ruku, he's read just one ruku, he knows he has time. He's got nothing, he's not busy. He can read even more rukus, even a para. We get happy with just one minor good deed. Mawlana Rum mentions on this as well. He's saying that sometimes what the nafs does to you, Shahid bhai, is that it makes you happy over a little good deed. Meaning it's still a good deed. It makes you happy over something which is little, even though you could do something major. There's those waqiyas, isn't it, that you get that ek shakhs ja raha tha fajr ki namaz ki taraf. And shaitan, he says that he made him trip up. When he went back, he got changed and then he went. And then again he made him trip up. And then again, you know, changed. And the third time when he went, there was a person there with a lantern showing him the way. First two times he wasn't there. Third time he's got a lantern, he's showing him the way. He goes, The banda bhi nek si. And he goes, you weren't here? He goes, you weren't here the first two times. He goes, who are you? He goes, I'm shaitan. Who am I?
Shaitan.
Now look, shaitan's job is what? To divert us from the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So why is shaitan showing him the way to the masjid daja namaz par? They asked him, and he goes, the first time that you went, he goes, and you went back, we thought, you know, you're just gonna stay home and everything. Allah loved that act so much that is in one mention that he forgave your family members. Second one, when you went back, he forgave the entire area that you lived in. He goes, before anything else was forgiven, don't do anything, go read namaz. So this is how shaitan works, and the nafs works, that sometimes they might make us, you know, that's why drushi ta padh liya. Even though we know we can do 100. So par sakna hai ki kona padhna. So these things, Shah Sahab, how do we combat these things? If you can mention in your beautiful words as well.
MashaAllah, Shah Sahab, to tackle these kind of matters, when we get the whispers of the shaitan, if we just look at the lives of our pious predecessors, how they were, you know, leading their life in the worship of Allah Almighty, and how dedicated they were. For example, we look at Imam Abu Hanifa, he continuously fasted for 30 years after the Fajr, with the ablution of the Isha for 40 years, and finished the recital of the sacred Quran every morning and night during Ramadan. Look at, you know, their dedication, how they were. They are 24 hours like we have. They had other worldly family business matters to deal with like we have. But yet look at their dedication to worship. We look at Imam Malik, Ramadan. He would spend the entire first night of the Islamic month and the night of Friday in worship, as well as part of the other nights of the month. He would also recite a portion of the Holy Quran at the time of dawn. So how many of us get up at dawn? You know, or never mind dawn, how many of us even get up for Fajr tomorrow and go to the masjid? How many of us get up and read the Tahajjud?
Shahab, you see this, the on Fajr issue. The people who say that, let's go hit the gym jaane ya sara kuch hai. They pick weights, heavy weights and everything, you know. They post on their social media and the WhatsApp, that look, I'm bench press 120 kg, 140 kg, some bench press 200 kg. But look, what's the point of bench pressing so much kg that your duvet, your blanket is too heavy for you to pick up after your time?
Shahzad, even on that aspect, if you look at that, many people will probably get up before Fajr, instead of reading the Fajr, because you get certain gyms which open 24/7. And they'll get ready, they'll go to the gym. You know, I gotta get to my training before I get ready to work.
Then you ask him, why don't you read, or time koni
see? Time koni see. You know, time koni see me late on asa. But what is more important, you going to the gym and doing your bench press, or you reading your Fajr Salah first and then going? How long is it going to take you to read your Fajr Salah? Maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the top end, if you look at it. But people's mind and mentality is such that they want to try to keep their physiques, you know, spend time on that aspect rather than pleasing Allah Almighty. Imagine if you're doing the bench press, angel of death comes, your soul captured. What use is that bench press to you? Is that going to help you, you know, in the grave? Is that going to help you for your hereafter? You neglected your Fajr Salah for bench pressing, but yet, where are you now?
You'll be pressed in the grave.
You're on a heap of soil where you'll be being pressed quite significantly. And what have you prepared for that pressing? Something that we need to ponder upon. Joseph, when we look at worship Allah Almighty, it doesn't only include that, you know, we read the namaz and that's our duty done. It includes a love for reciting the Holy Quran as well, making zikr, offering of salah and all of the righteous deeds as well. Similarly, shedding tears while we listen to the pure and blessed word of Allah Almighty, the Holy Quran, which has been revealed to the beloved Prophet ﷺ. And doing this, Jasab, if we do this every day, read the Quran in the morning, even one raku, we will see that our day will go smoothly as anything. But once we neglect reading the Quran and we start giving priority to other worldly matters, we see that many problems come to us. Why? Because we have not prayed our salah, we have not read the Quran, and we're chasing the wealth. Chasing the wealth so that we can better ourselves. But the more we are chasing the worldly wealth, the wealth is running away from us and we are chasing it. If we read our namaz, if we read the Quran, and we would need to work the heart, because what's written for us, we will get. Whether you work 6 hours, whether you work 12 hours, Allah Almighty has written for you what you're going to get. So why are we chasing the wealth unnecessarily? Have trust in Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty provides, and He will provide for me today. A bird leaves its nest in the morning, empties its stomach, goes out, gets food, and comes back. On the other hand, Shah Sahib, what is our situation? We go out, we work, we pile, and we forget that Allah Almighty provides everything for us.
So, Sahib, is mentioned as well, and inshallah, video is Madni channel after the Ustaz Sahib Madni Purse, we'll take our package that we have in our every episode as well. That riyazat ke on this share as well, riyazat ke yahi din hai, budhape mein kaha himmat, jo kuch karna hai, abhi kar lo, abhi nuri jama tum ho. On this, we'd like to give some pearls as well, is that generally what you see is that youngsters or teenagers or those who are physically fit, who are, don't have any medical problems, maybe a slight issue, but not a bigger issue, they tend to don't come to masjid. They tend to, dive into or digress into worldly activities, this stuff, that stuff. But whereas majority of the people that you see in the masajid are elderly people. And it's also mentioned that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves a young person's ibadat. And the reason behind this, Ustaz Sahib, if you can mention as well, why does Allah Tabaraka love this? And you know, if you can highlight the importance of a young person, because time, and of course, you'll expand on this as well. So, Ustaz Sahib, why is young person so focused here?
Uske kai reasons ho sakte hain, unme se ek ye hai ki jo young ladka hota hai, naujawan jo hote hain, inki sari quwwatein sehatmand hoti hain. Jab sari quwwatein sehatmand hoti hain, to iska matlab hai khoon, everything is garam. Aur hadith e paak ka mafhoom hai ke shaitan tumhare khoon mein daudta hai. تو گویا کہ اب شیطانی قوتیں بھی زیادہ غالب ہیں انلیس کہ وہ اپنی روح کو زیادہ غذا پروائیڈ کرے تو شیطان پھر ان کو گناہوں کی طرف زیادہ مائل کرتا ہے یہی وجہ ہے کہ ہمیں مسجد کے اندر جس طرح آپ نے فرمایا کہ اگر نمازی دیکھیں بوڑھے زیادہ آئیں گے ینگسٹر کم نظر آئیں گے جیبوں میں دیکھو تو سارے ینگسٹر نظر آئیں گے اسی طرح اگر آپ حج کے موقع پہ دیکھیں تو لوگ اپنی عمر کے آخری حصے میں جا کے حج ادا کرتے ہیں بوڑھے آپ کو زیادہ نظر آئیں گے ویل چیئر والے 40+ 30+ ینگ آپ کو بہت کم نظر آئیں گے بالکل جو یوتھ ہوتی ہے حالانکہ جس طرح آپ نے بتایا کہ اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کو ینگ کی عبادت بہت پسند ہے حدیث پاک میں اس کو بڑا انکرج کیا گیا ایک حدیث پاک ہے اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ 7 لوگ ایسے ہیں کہ کل بروز قیامت رب تبارک و تعالیٰ ان 7 لوگوں کو اپنے سایہ عرش میں جگہ عطا فرمائے گا اس دن جس دن کوئی اور سایہ نہیں ہوگا ان 7 میں سے ایک شخص وہ بھی ہے اللہ کے نبی نے فرمایا شاب ناشا فی عبادت ربہ ایسا نوجوان کہ جس نے اپنی جوانی رب تعالیٰ کی عبادت کرتے ہوئے گزاری یعنی ابھی نوری جوان تم ہو جوانی میں اگر رب تعالیٰ کی عبادت کریں تو پھر اس کا صلہ بھی الگ ہے
سبحان اللہ
کہ ان 7 لوگوں کی فہرست میں شامل ہو جاتا ہے تو جوانی میں عبادت کرنا پیغمبری شیوا ہوتا ہے سیوا ہے پیغمبری تو اس لیے جو ہمارے بالخصوص مدنی چینل کے ناظرین اور جو ینگسٹر ہیں یوتھ ہیں انہیں چاہیے کہ ابھی وقت ہے اپنی اس جوانی کو رب تبارک و تعالیٰ کی عبادت میں گزاریں انشاءاللہ اس کا صلہ پھر آپ کو اللہ ہی ملے گا
سبحان اللہ My dear viewers of مدنی چینل you heard beautiful مدنی pearls from both the مبلغین and adding on just to the last one that Ustaz has mentioned as well that one more reason is mentioned that at a young age a person a child has many endeavors that he can explore. He can do this, he can do that, he can do a lot of things. But whereas an elderly person, he's restricted. He can't do many things. And so this is why one of the reasons Ulama have mentioned that when a child comes, leaves all of the stuff and comes in the house of Allah and prays salah and does ibadah, this is why it's more preferred because he has other options. Whereas if you're old and you've got a stick and you can't do anything, you don't have another option. You don't have anything to do. So this is why, as they mentioned, کہ ریاضت کے یہی دن ہے بڑھاپے میں کہاں ہمت جو کچھ کرنا ہے ابھی کر لو ابھی نوری جوان تم ہو The package, this is ready. If the majlis can play the package as well, inshallah.
الغوث العظم شیخ عبدالقادر جیلانی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ Such an eminent personality in Islam, SubhanAllah, when we study his life, we learn that he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. From his seerah, we learn that he would spend his day and nights reciting Al-Quran Al-Kareem, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's narrated that for 15 years straight, he recited a complete Quran every single night. And he would perform 1,000 rak'at of voluntary prayers every single day. Now here, some people become confused and they think, how did he manage to perform so much worship? How do the awliya even do that? Now think about it. These people were those whose hearts were overflowing with love for Islam, for the Prophet ﷺ, for their creator Jalla wa Ala. So it was not difficult for them. And if we were to use a worldly example, right now, people can spend all night on social media, chatting away, texting away, speaking away, watching videos, scrolling, watching reels, and all sorts. And they don't even feel tired. Hours are spent in this state. But awliyaullah, their hearts are detached from the dunya. They are focused upon the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They take great comfort and pride in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reason why they gain so much istiqama, so much steadfastness and consistency as well. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us tawfiq for the sake of the saints of Islam, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, to worship Allah azza wa jal in abundance.
MashaAllah, a beautiful Madani purse by our Hafiz Kaleem Madani, MashaAllah. Inshallah, moving on, Madani Views Madani channel, time is running out. Another segment that we have, which is enjoyed throughout the world, I can say as well, and our Muballighin are eager to do this segment as well. And this is Guess the Word, inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Ji, the first one, I'll give you a clue at the beginning, the Views of Madani channel. We've spoke about this today, or we've said the word today, or we spoke about this today. It's very, very easy to start with, inshallah, azawajal. Because time is short, hopefully we will give you easy ones, inshallah, azawajal. Ji, Fayz Rasool Sahib, we'll start with yourself this time, inshallah.
W.
कहाँ आपको क्या लगता है कहाँ जाएगा?
First one.
Yes. ठीक है. पहले यहाँ पर ही डालेंगे इंशाल्लाह.
नीचे डालें.
नीचे ही ना इंशाल्लाह. जी उस्ताद साहब. S. कहाँ पर उस्ताद साहब?
End पे.
पहुँच गए हैं फिर हैं.
सुभानअल्लाह. वाजिबा माशाल्लाह.
N.
N कहाँ पर
सर? Beginning.
MashaAllah.
Views of Madani channel, before Saza finishes, if you can guess this, that'd be really, really good. We spoke about this today, my dear Views of Madani channel. Today only. One second, they'll give a message. Karna chahe wo. Ji, Saza.
A.
SubhanAllah.
F.
MashaAllah.
Nafs, SubhanAllah. Ji, we did speak about this today as well, multiple times regarding Nafs. MashaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala.
Ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was a four-letter word. I'm going to give you a three-letter word now.
Challenge.
Three-letter word. We will start with Ustaz Sahab. Okay? Yeh sab mein hai. Jo control kar paayin, to control karenge. My dear viewers, Madani channel, this three-letter word is in everyone. And if you manage to control it, you'll succeed in life.
E.
I think I gave too much clue.
हाथ पकड़ा रहे
हैं ना. बहुत clue दे दिया आपको. चलें. E.
G.
G.
O.
O. Ego. ये भी है माशाल्लाह. उस्ताद साहब छा गए हैं. The word is in Arabic, but I'm going to write in Roman Arabic. ठीक है, for the views of Madani channel as well. ठीक है. Third one has to be a good one, you see.
How many letters? Kitne?
Ji?
How many letters? 10.
2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11. 10 or 11, one will be up or down.
Oh. صحیح سے ڈھونڈ کے لائے ہیں.
نہیں ابھی وہ اس کا بھی تذکرہ آج ہوا ہے.
اتنے لیٹرز ہیں کہنے کے لگ جائے گا.
ایز ان رائے ان دی مڈل.
ایز ان دی مڈل. دس ہی اونلی ون ان یوتھ. کیا حال ہے آر؟
اے لگتا ہے کہ بھی پہنچ گئے ہیں جی. جی شاید بھائی
ایم
ایم اوئے ہوئے ویئر ڈو یو تھنک ایم وڈ گو؟
ایٹ دی باٹم.
ایٹ دی باٹم. ناؤ ویل پٹ ایٹ دی ٹاپ ہیئر انشاءاللہ ٹوڈے. ویل پٹ ایٹ دی ٹاپ ٹوڈے. جی فیض رسول صاحب
ایل
ایل آپ بھی پہنچ گئے ہیں
الحمدللہ.
کہاں پر
استاد صاحب؟ کے دل کی طرف بیٹھو نا تو
کہاں؟ اچھا
جی ایم
جی
ڈبلیو
سوری ایم تھا
ایم تھا
چلو کوئی نہیں معاف کر دو. عالم
عالم ارواح
ارواح ہاں وہ ہے چینڈ پر عالم ارواح جی دا ورلڈ آف دا سولز. دس واز ڈسکسڈ ٹوڈے نام ادیب از مدنی چینل. وی ٹرن ٹو ابو فیض رسول صاحب ان شاء اللہ فور کلامز ان شاء اللہ. زبر جی ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرمائیں.
بخت خوفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا. بخت خوفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا. چشم و دل سی
قسمت مجھے دنیا
لگانے نہ دیا بخت خفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا مراد مل رہی ہے شاد شاد کا سوالی ہے لبوں پر التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے تیری صورت تیری سیرت زمانے سے جانے والی ہے خدا شاہد کے روزے حشر کا کھٹکا نہیں رہتا خدا شاہد کے روزے حشر کا کھٹکا نہیں
MashaAllah. My dear viewers, Madani channel, turning back to our topic at hand, we turn to Ustaz Sahab first, inshallah, this time. Ustaz Sahab, Shahid Sahab mentioned a point in regards to one of the reasons why kafi sare log ibadat ki taraf jaate nahi hai. A lot of people, they don't go towards worship. And they mentioned that we need to earn livelihood, sustenance, for our families, who's going to raise them, who, you know, we don't have time for this, we don't have time for that. If, look, birds, even insects, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala feeds them. So we are called the greatest of creation, ashraful makhlukat. Greatest, of course, are Rasulullah alayhi sallam, meaning out of creation, humans are the utmost ones. So you think Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not give assistance. So people, they run away because, oh, you know, time goni asai, bachcho ko kon khilayega, gar walon ko kon, gar kon chalayega. یہ وغیرہ گھر پہلے بھی گھر چلانے والا اللہ ہی تھا آج بھی ہے دس از سم تھنگ دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ڈیولپ جی استاد صاحب
بالکل ایسے یہ رزق دینے والی ذات اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کیا اور اس کا وہ فیصلہ جہاں سے بارہواں سپارہ شروع ہوتا ہے نا وما من دابت فی الارض الا علی اللہ رزقها کہ زمین پر چلنے والا جو بھی چھپایا ہے اس کی رزق اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے ذمہ کرم پر ہے جب انسان یہ توکل کر لے اسباب انسان پیدا کر لے تو رب تبارک و تعالیٰ پھر اس کے رزق کے دروازے کھول دیتا ہے بلکہ دین کا علم اگر انسان سیکھتا ہے اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی عبادت کرتا ہے تو رب تبارک و تعالیٰ اس کے رزق میں اور بھی برکت ڈال دیتا ہے ایک حدیث پاک کا مفہوم ہے من طلب العلم تکفل اللہ له برزق او کما قال نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہ جو بندہ علم دین طلب کرنے کے لیے نکل پڑتا ہے تو رب تعالیٰ اس کے رزق کی کفالت اپنے ذمہ کرم پر لیتا ہے مطلب اس کے لیے اسباب پیدا فرما دیتا ہے تو جس خالق کائنات نے پوری کائنات کو بنایا ہے وہ یہ بھی جانتا ہے کہ اس کو رزق میں نے کس انداز میں کتنا پہنچانا ہے. اور بینگ اے بلیور ہمارا تو یہ نظریہ اور عقیدہ ہے کہ انسان نے جتنا رزق اس کے نصیب میں لکھا ہے, اس کی تقدیر اور قسمت میں لکھا ہے, اتنا کھا کر جائے گا. تو جتنا لکھا اتنا کھا کر جب جانا ہے, تو لہٰذا اس میں اتنی زیادہ یہ ایکسکیوز کرنا کہ اگر ہم اللہ کی عبادت کریں گے تو کیسے کھائیں گے, سوچنے والی بات ہے کہ اگر تم اللہ کی نافرمانی کر رہے ہو, اس کی عبادت نہیں کر رہے, نماز پنجگانہ نہیں پڑھ رہے, اس کے عوامر اور نواحی کو تعمیل نہیں کر رہے, تو رب تعالیٰ پھر بھی تمہیں رزق دے رہا ہے, تو اگر تم اس کی عبادت کرو گے تو رزق اور بڑھے گا. کب کیسے ہوگا؟ آپ کسی کی اطاعت کرتے ہو تو وہ بندہ خوش ہوتا ہے, دنیاوی مثال ہے, وہ تمہیں انعام و اکرام عطا کرتا ہے. اگر تم اس کی نافرمانی کر دو تو سزا ملتی ہے, نہ کہ انعام ملتا ہے. وداؤٹ اینی سملیرٹی, بلا تشبیہ و بلا تمثیل, اگر تم اللہ تعالیٰ کی نافرمانی کر دو تو رب تعالیٰ نے تم سے رزق نہیں چھینا, رات کو بھوکے نہیں سوتے. تو اگر تم اللہ کی عبادت کرو تو یہ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے کہ تمہیں بھوکے سو؟ بلکہ اس کو یوں سمجھیے آپ لوجیکلی, انسان ابھی ماں کے پیٹ میں ہوتا ہے, گوشت ایک لوتھڑا ہوتا ہے, اس کو جو بھی خوراک چاہیے رب تعالیٰ اس کو پہنچا رہا ہوتا ہے پیٹ میں. اس کے اعضاء بن جاتے ہیں, رہتا پیٹ میں ہی ہے, سارے اس کے آرگنس آف باڈی ہیز بین کمپلیٹڈ, اس کو جو چیز چاہیے, خوراک جو چاہیے اس کو پھر بھی مل رہا ہے, جس انداز کا ٹیمپریچر چاہیے وہ بھی مل رہا ہے. جب بچہ پیدا ہو جاتا ہے, ابھی دانت بھی منہ میں نہیں آئے, اس کو خوراک پھر بھی رب تعالیٰ کھلا رہا ہے, جو اس کو چاہیے وہ سارا کچھ مل رہا ہے. اچھا, اس کے دانت نکل آئے ہیں لیکن ابھی سافٹ ہے, کہ ہارڈ چیز چبا نہیں سکتا, رب تعالیٰ پھر بھی اس کو پرووائڈ کر رہا ہے. اچھا, اس کے دانت ہے, ہارڈ چیز بھی چبا سکتا ہے, رب تعالیٰ اس کو وہ سارا کچھ ابھی کمانے کے قابل نہیں ہے, یعنی صرف سمجھے کہ انڈر ایج ہے, ارن نہیں کر سکتا, کام نہیں کر سکتا, رب تعالیٰ اس کو پھر بھی کھلا رہا ہے. آج اگر وہ خود کمانے کے قابل ہو گیا ہے, 8 گھنٹے کی جاب کرنے کے قابل ہو گیا ہے, تو یہ سمجھتا ہے کہ اگر میں ارن نہیں کروں گا تو رب تعالیٰ مجھے کھلائے گا نہیں. جب تم کچھ بھی نہیں کر سکتے تو رب تعالیٰ نے اس وقت بھی اگر اہتمام فرما دیا ہے, تو اگر آج تم کچھ کمانے والے ہو تو رب تعالیٰ بھی اہتمام فرمائے گا. عقیدہ ہونا چاہیے, اور باقی تم اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ پر توکل کرو, اسباب پیدا کرو. اسباب پیدا کرنا یہ تمہاری ذمہ داری ہے, آگے رب تبارک و تعالیٰ جو رزق میں برکت ڈالے. اور اس کے کئی پھر واقعات ہیں, یہ تو پورا ایک الگ ٹاپک ہے, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی انعامات کی برسات آپ کے اوپر ہو جائے گی.
جی جی, مدنی ویز, مدنی چین, بیوٹیفل مدنی پرلز. شاہد بھائی, سٹارٹ سے مینشن سمتھنگ جسٹ ایٹ دی اینڈ, ادروائز آئی واز گونا آسک یو سمتھنگ ایلس, اینڈ وی سو وی جسٹ کنٹینیو فرام دیر, از دا دی یو نو سینگ الحمد للہ, یو نو آف کورس دا ٹاپکس آن انکریزنگ آور لو فار ورشپ اینڈ ایوری تھنگ, بٹ مینی انڈیویجولز دا دے اونلی ٹرن ٹو ورشپ وین اور کلامٹی ہیز اسٹرک. There are so many, as they mentioned, waqias that people can, we can mention as well, that when calamities have struck, then we turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, if this happens, I will start praying my namaz. If this happens, we, you know, pehle shart rakhne hain. You know, we keep a conditions with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if this happens, we're going to read our namaz. Let's say dua is, I guess, accepted. Or then they start looking for loopholes. Oh, you know, I didn't mean like, is waqt hai namaz. آگے جا کے پڑھ سا نماز, یو نو پیپل آر دا میننگ دیٹ دا لو فور نماز اور دا لو فور عبادت, دس ہیز اسٹارٹ ٹو ڈیمینش. اینڈ سو وٹ یو سے اباؤٹ دس شاہ صاحب, آپ کے مدنی پھلس؟
شاہ صاحب, آن دس آسپیکٹ وی لک ایٹ, یو نو دس آسپیکٹ دیٹ وین وی یو نو پریز اللہ المائٹی فار گرانٹنگ اس واٹ ہیز گیون اس, ویل فائنڈ تھنگز ا لاٹ ایزیئر فار اس. ناؤ وین وی look at the beautiful combination of zikr and worship in salah, it is the greatest divine of love. And if you look at this aspect, the Holy Quran state the salah is not hard for those who are fond of meeting Allah Almighty. And Shahzab, when you have love for something and it makes things easy for you, if you really love to do something, when you achieve something, you make that task easy for you. Allah Almighty says that, and surely salah is definitely hard, except for those who submit towards me with the heart. They are those who are certain that they are to meet their Lord and to return to Him only. We talked about earlier, Inshallah, about, you know, worshipping at a young age, how easy it is and difficult at an older age. for the views of Madni Channel, I want to say this is that go to the cemetery and look around at each grave, and you will see people your age, you will see people younger than you, you will see people who are babies, you will see people in the teenagers. We come in this world in a sequence, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, us, then our children. But when we leave this world, there's no sequence. Anybody will go when their time is up. So we should not think that, you know, I'm going to reach an old age and then I'm going to leave.
Meaning, this is such a challenge, Shahzad, that you can give, that you'll always win this challenge. How? You can challenge them that go to any graveyard and tell me if there's no youngster buried.
Absolutely. You know, when we go, and Shahzad, the most ironic thing is that we attend funerals of young people, younger than us, and we don't learn a lesson from this. They were amongst us. Today, they are under a heap of soil. We are also going to be under a heap of soil. What have we prepared for that? And when the angel of death comes to capture our soul, are we prepared for that? Today, when we take an exam at college, university, or at an employment to get promotion, you know, we'll work hard, make sure that we pass the exam, we become successful to get through. If we fail, we'll have a second chance to do it. But when the angel of death comes, catches our soul, there's no return. There's no coming back for a second test. There's no, you know, retaking that. What you've done while you were above earth is what you're going to be accounted for. So before that time comes, let's change ourselves. Let us worship Allah Almighty the way we should be worshiping. Let us read our salah on a daily basis. Let us associate ourselves with those who continuously remind us about the hereafter. Let us teach our children about this beautiful religion. Let us not neglect things, because life's too short. We're here today, we may not be here tomorrow. And time is ticking, and we need to prepare for that.
SubhanAllah, my dear viewers on Madin Channel, and carrying on from Shahid Bhai's point, that there's a famous saying, they said, ke zameen ke upar kaam, zameen ke andar aaram. That above the soil, before we get buried, this is where our struggle, our trial and our tribulation, this is where we should need to work. And work doesn't mean here, this doesn't refer to business. This doesn't refer to other stuff. This refers to getting closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This refers to having a connection with the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. And then zameen ke andar aaram, meaning, after marqad mein bandon ko thapak kar meethi neend sulate ye hain. No problem, don't worry about in the grave. Do work above, you'll get rewarded in the grave. You know, our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, will help us when there will be no help available. This is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And lastly as well, if you want to get closer or have this connection, because remember one thing, having a bashara peer sahib, the one who is bashara, one who is acting upon the shariat, it's very, very important, because at times what happens is that we might feel secluded. Meaning, as I mentioned at the start, the handicap. Now, sometimes we need that, just that push. That push. If we have no one behind our back to, you know, overlook us, no one to give us that push, then it's going to be very, very difficult. Students have their teachers to give a push. But a person who's not even a student, a person who's nothing, best option is have a bashara pirsa, that inshallah azawajal, that through their spirituality, they will be there for you. We all have this love in our heart, this spark. Generally, for example, especially when the month of Ramadan Sharif comes, when we open the Quran, when we start reading, why? It's because that spark is still in our hearts. That spark is still available there. So once that spark is there, then you should know that, you know, you can change. And this can happen if you have a bashara peer sahib as well, who will guide you through your journeys, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the ability to increase our love for worship and worship Him solely, and revere and respect the religion of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ameen, bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.